Some of my friends describe what's happening in Berkeley these days as gentrification. Other people say it's the emergence of a hipwazee. Takeout chicken Kiev places are emerging as alternatives to Colonel Sanders. So this is sort of about that, and it's called Quartet. The two couples having dinner on Saturday night, it is late fall, in a dining room with oak half paneling, are in their late 30s and stylish, but not slavishly so. The main course is French, loin of pork probably, with a North African accent, and very good. The dessert will be sweet and fresh, having to do with cream and berries. It is early fall, and it feels like a course. It is that substantial. They are interestingly employed, a professor of French, let's say, the assistant curator of film at a museum, a research director for labor union, a psychologist, a journalist, a sculptor, an astronomer, etc. One of them believes that after death there is nothing, that our knowledge of this is a fluke, a gift or a joke, like knocking on doors, as children sometimes do, and disappearing, so that the pleasure has to be in imagining the dismay of the person who finds the entryway empty. Another believes dimly and from time to time, not so much in heaven as in a place where the dead will gather, embrace, and talk quietly, where losses are made good. Another believes in the transmigration of souls, not the cosmic reform school of Indian religion, but an unplanned passage, rather like life in its mixture of randomness and affinity. The fourth believes in ghosts, or has felt anyway that consciousness might take longer to perish than the body and linger sometimes as spectral and unfinished grief, or unfinished happiness if it doesn't come to the same thing. They are not talking about this. They are talking about high school, children, travel, politics. They know more or less where the dinner is coming from. Four people, the women with soft breasts, the men with soft, ropey, external genitals, in chairs, talking. It is probably the third Saturday in September. Maybe they are having melon or a poached pear. Someone is pouring hot coffee into cream-colored cups.